In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today on 100.7 WHUD, a guy who called his chances of being here a shot in the dark. From the band Whitney Road, here's Doug O'Connor. Welcome, Doug.
Hey, how are you?
Boy, you got to get some confidence, my friend. What's that a shot in the dark all about, huh?
Well, this music business is pretty interesting how it's changed over the years, and been trying to do a little research on how to promote music, and it seems like the different channels are pretty cumbersome, so I figured I'd just start shooting out some CDs to some radio things. And I knew HED had this Spotlight series, so I said, let's give it a shot.
Well, this shot paid off. You're on. Welcome.
Excellent. Very cool.
Congratulations. And you're only here because you're good. It's not because we felt bad for you. So, you know.
Excellent. Thanks.
Where does the band name Whitney Road come from?
My wife, her maiden name is Whitney. Ann Whitney, and we're very much Americana, I guess you'd call our genre. Just felt very American. We actually had started with the name Whitney Rose, and then when I tried to look for a website, that was already taken. So somebody along the way suggested, how about Road, and it just sort of fell into place and stuck, so it works.
Ann is with you in the band, right?
My wife and I actually have been, we got married in 2012, and we've been writing songs since.
Were you in bands before, like rock bands, cover bands, that kind of thing?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And some of the guys that are actually on the album, the Whitney Road album, that play with one of the gentlemen, John Anderson, the guitarist, I've been in bands with him since, early 80s.
Wow. So there are pictures online of you with long hair and spandex, probably.
Yes. Red pants, that's all you got to say, red pants.
Where are you located now? Where are you in the Hudson Valley?
We live here in Highland Mills. Town of Woodbury. Yep, Orange County.
And we caught you at work today, Doug. What do you do?
So I work down at a company called Stryker Medical Devices down in Mahwah, New Jersey, setting my sights on my second career, which hopefully will be music if we can make the right moves here.
Yeah, well, your first career, pays for that music habit. Sometimes you got to be careful what you wish for. You know, once you get paid for something, then it becomes a job.
Yeah, it's a good point. Very good point.
You do some Beatles covers, I understand, as well, right?
We do. We actually, Beatles, Bob Dylan, Neil Young. I mean, we've gone to played at a number of different benefits and where we've covered those. And you have to worry about what we call getting mighty winded, which if you're familiar with that film, you were getting ready to go on stage and somebody covers one of the tunes that you had in your set. So.
And that's happened to you, has it?
Oh, yes.
In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight on 100.7 WHUD, Doug O'Connor from the band Whitney Road. The Road So Far, the one we're going to hear a song from. Who plays on The Road So Far?
Okay, so it's myself and my wife, Ann O'Connor. On guitar, lead guitar is John Anderson. John's an amazing musician. He actually plays, or he wrote Tower of Song and Cross Point of Mountaintop, two of the songs on the record. Brian Osborne is our bass player. He's also right in Central Valley here, right in town with us. And then our drummer is Peter Dunphy, who comes out of actually Elmwood Park, New Jersey. I should also add, we had a guest performer, a good friend of mine, Peter Nardone, who actually lives in Virginia, who added some very cool piano solos for us as well. He's a great, great piano player, and he added a couple of solos on some of the tracks.
Does he play piano on Way to the World?
He does. That's him cutting those solos, yeah.
When we listen to this song, we will listen to some really cool piano playing. Tell him I said that.
All right, yeah. I will.
What is the source material for the song Weight of the World?
I'm around people, and maybe this comes out of sort of corporate America, right? There's a lot of people that just, you know, they're taking a lot of stuff on their shoulders, and they feel like, you know, they're stressed and they can't get through it. And when you look at it in the bigger picture, sometimes some of those little problems don't really mean all that much, you know. Ann and I sketch out lyrics a lot, and this was one of those where we were just kicking around some lyrics and it just fell together.
Not just the lyrics, but the music itself kind of lends to what you're talking about, going from the stress to the relaxation.
Yeah, well, actually we do. We pause it. It's actually, it cuts the beat in half there during the little chorus part, and that's, give Peter Dunphy credit on that one. The collaboration was great.
Yeah, very clever. You got gigs coming up for Whitney Road?
We do. Actually, yeah, we're in Goshen this weekend at the Great American Weekend Festival on Sunday afternoon, and then back in Goshen for a concert in the Park Series in July 27th. And then, yeah, Palaya Winery does a great music festival over Labor Day weekend called the Hudson Valley Music Fest, and we'll be there on Sunday, September the 4th.
And your website, Doug? Doug O'Connor?
Yep, it's whitneyroad.com.
Music available right there, right?
Yeah, you can stream all our stuff there. It's Spotify, iTunes, Bandcamp, all the channels.
Doug O'Connor from the band Whitney Road. Here is the song Weight of the World. And good luck, Doug, and keep taking those shots in the dark. You never know.
Excellent. I appreciate your time. Thanks so much.